They were excited when they returned to Jesus, telling him everything they had seen, heard, and done. They had much to tell Jesus about their successes and failures. Also, they had just learned about the death of John the Baptist, and they were very saddened. They needed time to be alone with Jesus. They were weary, and they needed rest and refreshment. Jesus noted their weariness and said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." Jesus means these words for us also. We are all familiar with Jesus' invitation from Matthew, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." But even though that invitation is offered to us day in and day out, every day of our lives, we don't always take time to be alone with Jesus. We all need time to get away from it all, to take a vacation, to rest. But of course, Jesus was referring to more than just ordinary getting away. The invitation was to be with him and to receive the kind of rest that only he can give. Notice that he doesn't invite them or us to a vacation resort, but to a deserted place, a place to be apart from daily activities. A traveler in Papua describes how his guides and carriers would sometimes sit down by the roadside and refuse to go any further without a rest. They explain, "We must give our souls a chance to catch up with our bodies." Tiredness is not just a physical thing. A person may feel weary at the thought of cutting the grass, yet go off cheerfully for a round of golf. Prayer and meditation, mental relaxation, the stimulus of some consuming interest, the delight of doing something to help someone else, these are different kinds of things, but they all have this in common. They can revive our energy, banish our tiredness, and give our souls a chance to catch up with our bodies. Life in this day and age is one of constant diversion. TVs, radios, cell phones, movies, computers, etc. all manage to keep our lives filled with noise. We have come to the place of being people who are afraid of silence. We are sure we will be bored with it. No longer is Sunday considered a day of rest, and our stores and other businesses are open 7 days a week, which means some people have to work on Sundays. All these things and more keep us busy, busy, busy. How can we live a healthy, full, meaningful life if there is no time for us to rest as individuals or together as a couple or a family? When we read about Jesus taking a break, he usually went off to spend time with his Father. That's what we need to do as well. We need to slow down and spend time with God. We need to focus on Jesus. There are several ways to begin to be drawn into a closer relationship with God. Hopefully, by coming to church faithfully every Sunday, you are able to receive some of that needed rest and renewal for your life. Finding some time during each day to spend with God in meditation prayer is a way to recharge our spiritual batteries, to sharpen our focus, and to see the larger picture and meaning of our lives, and to be more aware and appreciative of God's holy presence in our lives. Notice that Jesus calls them only to rest a while. They only need a break to refresh themselves, and then they needed to get back to work. We need to find time to make time to spend with God. We need to rest with God every day of the year. The most important thing we can do in our lives is develop a relationship with God. And no deep, lasting relationship can ever be built on a screen. If we are to have a relationship with God, then we have to have time with God. The 10th commandment set forth the principle of Sabbath day. In essence, Sunday is a way of having a desert place in every week. One day of the week should be devoted to worshiping God together with our church family. The first thing we can do for our spirit is to make church attendance a priority for us and for our family. People who are here faithfully, Sunday after Sunday, find their spiritual lives enriched by that simple discipline. Just as one day out of each week should be set aside for God, so should some time out of each day. Jesus rose up early in the morning and prayed. His example should be enough to motivate us to find a time each day to take a break from the busyness of the day. I encourage you to read your Bible and to pray every day. Maybe you will do it when you first wake up in the morning or the last thing before you go to bed. God is accessible at all times. Pick the time that is best for you. Make a desert place in every day. Have you ever read the New Testament all the way through? Or perhaps the whole Bible all the way through? Set a goal. Make a plan. Do it. A daily devotional is a good way to start finding time for meditation and prayer. Start with short readings and tell God about it and tell Him what's on your heart. Remember to listen for God's word to you. To expand your time, read a good Christian book. Watch a Christian video. There are videos of the life of Christ, missionary saints, and Christian values. Christian radio presents many good teachers for us to listen to. Select one or two and listen daily. There's also music that may touch your heart. There's nothing wrong with singing or dancing during this time, as long as you don't neglect the quiet time to meditate and listen to God. One of the things I like to do is to study the words of our hymns. Two of my favorite hymn writers are Isaac Watts and Charles Wesley. But there are also more ancient and more modern writers who express what I would like to be able to say, but can't find the words. Read the hymns back to God. How you approach this time with God may depend on whether you are an introvert or an extrovert. An introvert gains their energy from within and are drained by exterior stimulation. On the other hand, extroverts gain their energy from external stimulation and are drained by interior work. This only means that what works for one of us may not work for another one. Try different ways of being with God. Find out which way suits you best. These are just a few suggestions, but the primary issue is finding your own way of turning to a desert place for your spirit. The question is, what are you doing to nurture your spiritual life? If your answer